You heard it right here, right now from the beat.
The new ivory is mammoth.
What do you guys want to know? I've done way too much research on dinosaurs.
Almost a larger than life figure.
No reason at all to think it was made by aliens.
Drop down and go swimming as fast as you can. Out of whale.
All these big giants, give me a kiss and tell me they don't.
The crowd, just the pop, the loudness, the excitement, the electricity.
I don't know if I can take your little Canadian destroyer.
The future is scary, but it's also wonderful.
Before diving deep into our today's episode, I want to take a moment to reflect, to appreciate, and to acknowledge what have we done so far. Approximately 531 days. That's 2.5 years. 531 days, that's 531 upgrades. 531 days. Every Wednesday, with no exception, at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Thousands of minutes of recorded material. 120 episodes of Unscriptified, 50 bonus episodes where we went overtime, and believe it or not, 50 guests, and few ice-cold shots of Jägermeister, all for your joy, amusement, even, and I dare say, education. We are not stopping, we are not slowing down. This is our journey, our destination, Vinland or eternity or history books, and thank you for bearing with us, and of course, stay tuned and try to keep up, because we are shifting gears in next season. But let's start this 48th chapter of this season, shall we? Like I said, journey, destination is just the punctuation, not the full story, because sometimes it's the details that make adventures truly remarkable, and the one path ends, the other begins. What defines the final destination for one does not do it for many. But one thing is constant in every journey. Tomorrow you won't be the same as you were yesterday, mostly. Look, are you ready to wrap up one story as we send our final message of the season? And how you did?
Final message before destruction. Disaster, but yes, I mean, this is the episode 120, very nice number to end the season on, which, if it continues as planned,
not better than 69.
Not better, yes, but check this out, if we go on the same plan for the next season, we will finish on the episode 168, which is not a nice number. You know, it's not in any way nice. I don't like it. We're going to finish on 168, but it's all right as long as we finish.
We'll add an extra episode.
It's 169 is not a nice number, but
yeah,
it is very nice to 20th episode. And we are talking, as you said, about the journey and destination. And most importantly, how both are very, very important, because one of the famous sayings that it's kind of also became sort of conventional wisdom, right? People say, oh, it's not about the where you're going, it's about the journey. Well, journey is mostly, in my opinion, whatever you're doing. And not just only in competition, because a lot of people are connecting it with competition. In a lot of ways, journey is meaningless if we don't know where we're going, if we're not fighting to get and striving to get somewhere, you know, maybe in a certain situations, scenarios, if you don't get what's the final goal or final reach, the final destination, maybe the journey is still nice. You can look back on it and be like, yeah, that's very nice. You know, we didn't get maybe where we wanted, but we still had a great time. Most cases, in my opinion, it's the destination that matters. And only when you reach the destination, you can look back and say, it was nice. Like, do you agree with me?
No. I don't know what you expect me to say.
No, but it may, like, if you are, say, well, the sport is easy example for me. If you're, say, UFC fighter, your goal is probably to be world champion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe you, I mean, he's fighting now, this Saturday, the Dustin Poirier. It seems, I don't want to ruin the guy, but it seems that he won't be the champion in his career. You know, he's there with the age, you know, that the current champion would beat him in a fight if they fought, you know, He's going against the tough guy. We assume that this is the maybe time that he loses that, you know.
Save that for overtime.
Yes, but what I want to say is, you know, even if Dustin Poirier never reaches that final goal, mm-hmm. we can say, what a fucking career about that guy, you know. Mm-hmm. Amazing career, legend in the sport. And we can say that his journey was awesome, you know.
Yeah.
But in a sense, there's still that, you know, we still separate champions mm-hmm. from non-champions, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but you know, like, for example, another example very similar to martial arts in some way, professional wrestling, when we talk with Tyler Breeze.
Yes.
For example, do championships matter for them as pro wrestlers? For some, they do. For some, like him, he himself, do not.
Yes.
And his journey is something else. We, as a third person, looking on him and thinking that his journey is maybe to win the championship, and it is not, you know.
Yeah.
And there are moments on that journey, like I said, deters, that make that journey great, even greater than the destination itself. Because imagine Roman Reigns, when he entered the WWE and pro wrestling in general, he probably envisioned himself as the WWE heavyweight champion one day, but he never probably envisioned himself as someone who got to beat Undertaker on WrestleMania.
Yes.
And
yes.
Even if he wasn't a champ at any moment, he had a win over Undertaker on WrestleMania. And
he paid dearly for that.
Yeah.
A lot.
And look at him now.
Yes. Yeah. Look at him now. You know, yeah.
And what I mean is, destination, it's really important, of course, if you are, but someone, not all those who went there are lost, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Sometimes you just cannot.
I think what you did.
And you mentioned that a couple of times.
It's one of my favorite quotes of all time.
Yeah. Sometimes, even for a brief moment, you cannot say that you are clear with your destination, that you know where you are heading. And sometimes you take this detour and go on completely different path and to completely different destination. So I would say the destination itself is not something strict, like
fixed.
Some fixed and strict and everything. It's constant in every journey, but it's not constant itself. It moves, it transforms, it takes another shape, whatever. It's like a constant pursuit, because even if you mentioned Poirier, when he becomes, if he becomes UFC champion, what's the next destination?
Yes.
Is it to be able to wipe his own ass after that fight?
Yeah.
Or something even greater? The next destination. So the final destination is like this peak moment.
It's a pay-per-view from TNA.
Yeah. So that's my take on the importance of.
You know, what is fair is, like, take this podcast. You know, one of the things about journey is you never truly know how much you don't know.
Yes.
We when you look back at the beginning of this podcast, what we knew about podcasting is very little.
Yeah.
And if you're looking from this position, you will ask yourself, how could you even start not knowing anything?
Completely different perspective.
Because that's definitely the case. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at back now, we really didn't know much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In fact, that's what I want to say is, like, mm-hmm. if I knew me from then now, and I would tell him, you need to learn this and this and this and this. But all in all, that didn't mean that we failed, in a sense. Mm-hmm. We found out along the way. Friends we made along the way. You know? That's my part I like about obviously mm-hmm. why journey is important, because it's marvelous mm-hmm. how many times you start something, whatever it is, even small things,
mm-hmm.
and how much you do not know. Mm-hmm. It looks crazy. How much you didn't know, and along the path you truly learn. You know, it sounds too much philosophical, but it really is like that, you know, because
yeah.
you do not know, and you think at that moment that you're king of the world.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm starting.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do this.
Well, like you mentioned this podcast as the example, I believe maybe the same. And when starting this podcast, the goal and final destination of this podcast is to be the number one most listened podcast on Spotify. or number one most listened podcast of all time, which is in some way still a goal.
Yes.
But one of the goals, because, you know, we first started in doing just two of us, teams completely transformed from the first episode, from the pilot and everything. And we started bringing over guests, guest after guest after guest. And in some way, even the destination can be observed like going from one guest to another.
Yes.
You know, and it's constantly moving and moving. More. Hold on. So there'll be future the magazine websites.
Horizons with.
Yeah.
And now we will enter in politics.
Yeah.
That is like
every podcaster should.
But that is the end game now because of Trump, I think. That is the end game of every successful business. Look, they become a billionaire and they go into politics.
Yeah.
That would be the ultimate dream, you know. But Arnold actually did that.
But we have something vice versa here. You become a politician to become a millionaire.
Yes, to become unfortunately. And you do not become...
It's all reverse here.
Yes, but you do not become legit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In fact, even if you make money legit, you kind of invest them into illegal
businesses,
which is amazing. But what Arnold did, if you think, before Trump, before the school, because...
And nobody cared.
Nobody cared then, but that's right, because he was a bodybuilder that turned actor, that turned then into politics.
Yeah, governor of California.
Governor of California.
Probably the strongest U.S. state.
Yes.
In financial terms.
And who would have thought, and maybe, again, he never thought about it, probably, when he was bodybuilding, I assume, that he would be like, you know, I mean, in 30 years, on this date, I'm going to become governor of California. He probably never knew about
that. Uh-huh.
He, at the time, probably never crossed his mind. He was like, I'm going to be bodybuilder forever.
It's
the entire Mr. Olympia.
Yeah.
But suddenly likes the idea of,
And like I said, there's always destination, but it's not the same one.
Yes. I mean, moving the limits. Because we got to the moon and now we want the Mars.
Yeah.
You know, that's not this moon. This time.
Yeah, I mean, it's so variable. Like, I've sent you today the video, fan-made video about WWE about day one, 2 years ago, and butterfly effect, you know.
Yes.
Some minor things happen in one day, and your destination completely differs from the initial one, right?
Yes. Roman becomes a dictator for another day. And he's been riding.
But the good one, like
benevolent. Yes, benevolent dictator. Yes, I mean, great example also. Think about Cody finishing the story. Because the journey doesn't mean shit in this case if he doesn't lift the belt.
Yeah,
but journey is an absolute piece of dog shit.
Yeah, but you also, we perceive his destination in other way, we as a fans in general, because is finishing the story winning title from Roman, or is it winning on WrestleMania, or is it winning that title but anytime?
Beating Roman on WrestleMania, beating Roman on WrestleMania,
but not same from everyone.
But it is, this is the fact of life, and if he doesn't do it,
And you have the other perspective. What? Roman's story. Everybody's story. Everybody's story.
Wait a minute.
Is Bloodline fitted?
No, but yeah, I actually watched a guy released. I couldn't, because I started on before I was going to the bus and I didn't finish the full video. That guy made a video comparing this storyline to end game of Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it's so huge. It feels so main. It feels like a monumental event, truly.
Yeah.
The this WrestleMania, I must say, something is happening in this pro wrestling world, because I don't remember this in the past. I mean, obviously, COVID had influence on that, but certainly the WrestleMania with after the 37, although great matches were there, didn't feel as much high as this one. Even the last one, because we thought Cody maybe went.
One 38th red, when the main event was Roman Reigns versus Edge and Daniel Bryan. That was one.
Thirty-seven was that, and then Brock. But Brock.
Yeah. 37.
Remember they built Brock versus Roman as the biggest main event. That was the tagline, I think, the biggest WrestleMania of all time.
Yeah, because it ran 2 nights.
Yes, and it was sort of hilarious because nobody believed in that tagline. Because it didn't feel big in any way, because you saw that match a lot of times and it felt kind of pushed. But this feels so like natural.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
people are just excited for it in all different ways. And that's the part of the journey as well. Because if you think about first WrestleMania or the last year, Cody comes in, and that's one of the things I was sad about actually about the list. A lot of people were disappointed that Cody lost. And we sort of forget in that melee. Bitching about that, me as well. That was a great match. But Roman and Cody, you know. The journey got lost because of the ending. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
ending is important. And we gotta end it.
But it wasn't an ending.
It wasn't an ending. It proved that Triple H came out with a very, I remember then, controversial statement. First time Cody has to finish his story. And we then believed it was bullshit, most of us. Now, something better. 2 years storytelling, you know?
Yeah, which means that the destination or the ending that you are implying to wasn't the ending. The ending is this one.
But at the time, we thought it was ending. We thought it was shit.
Like I said, it doesn't matter what people outside think, apparently, about your end game.
Yes. They obviously support again is easy. A second position. Think about a guy like Charles Barkley, never won a championship. But I listened to him.
Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah,
a lot of guys.
But Carmelo was kind of sold out for the money. Barkley. But I listened to Barkley multiple times. See, he doesn't, and I truly believe him when he said, "You know, I don't regret not winning the championships because basketball has given me so much. You know, I'm just grateful to." Be able to do this at all, because you know a guy like Barkley is a championship level basketball player, definitely. You know, some things didn't come along, some things didn't work for him. But you know, we still appreciate the legend that Charles Barkley is. You know, it is very nice because sometimes it's all about the timing and things like that. But you know, if you done a phenomenal job as he done in this case, you know you. You don't need the championships. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I said, Tyler Breeze and similar stuff.
But if the ending of a movie, for example, that final destination is shit.
But it's completely different stuff.
That's completely different. But let me tell you, if a movie ending is shit, it's kind of unfair, but it's true. The movie, even if the movie was fantastic, it's probably not going to stay in great memory. But if, like, you stuck the landing even all... considering the movie wasn't awful, but decent, people are going to remember.
Yeah, but when we are mentioning these kind of examples, one is some say, for example, when you are eating, when you eat some dish for the first time, and it's great whole time from the first slice, from the first bite, but the final one, you crunch or something, you feel something that shouldn't be there, or it just doesn't feel like the first one. You still enjoy your meat.
Yes. Well, absolutely.
And there's what I want to say is earlier that you have like every journey is a joy itself. Some are agonies.
Yes, but if you reach the destination, you don't give a shit how much of a hell was the process.
Yeah. And thus far, doing it was the bigger joy, right? When you look back, then the destination is.
Yeah, James Sudbury talked about the climbing of the mountains.
Yeah.
When you climb, even though you went to hell in some situations, you don't give a shit. You look at it as a positive thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a wonderful time, but only because you succeeded in this case. You can look at all the... We went through hell, but we and it's a nice story.
Yeah,
and a shitty story.
And there are like apart from heaven. There are three types of joy in every journey. Like joy of beginning it, joy of doing it, and joy of ending it.
Yes.
In some cases, joy of doing it is bigger. In some cases, joy of beginning it is forgotten. In some senses, joy of ending it never was achieved.
Yes.
It depends.
Yeah, it's a case in case. But remember also, and Ken Shamrock spoke to us and he said, win or lose the fight, that was a disappointment. Mm-hmm. Because your life was concentrated on this day.
Yeah.
For 3 months, now it's over, and you don't know what to do with life. And it's it was legit, because when you... I think that... Then when you do a project, something big, and you're preparing for something, you put yourself all into it.
Mm-hmm.
When it's done, sometimes you don't even feel the joy of achieving something. Yeah. Just being done with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, yes, we did it. And when we spoke, I remember also someone in the guest, but when I spoke with John C. Matt, I asked him about James Webb Telescope flying into space, how he felt.
Scary.
And he said, when it took off and everything was fine, he just felt relieved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's maybe the best feeling in the world for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The feel of relief can be sometimes equal to the feel of a dream.
Yes.
Even bigger.
Then you go to the after party and celebrate. That's why the after party exists.
Yeah, yeah. But what I wanted to recognize and even encourage in our talk is that it doesn't matter if you fail in reaching one destination, that there are always other destinations that you can go. It's not the end of the world. It feels like the end of the world if you do not achieve it, maybe at that moment, days after, weeks after, you remember it occasionally until the end of your life.
Yes.
You have the other destination.
But Dr. Bray has that great quote, I like, sometimes not getting what you want is a wonderful stroke.
Yeah.
Man, it's... That's legit.
And now I want to follow up on quotes before we wrap up this episode. And
I wanted to be Charles Barkley, you know, at some point in my life.
Yeah.
Hit basketball.
Zach? I prepared the quotes for this episode. Well, we finish. Some more message for our listeners, because they will miss us for two weeks, and that's big.
We're back on 27
March.
Imagine.
2 weeks, enough to binge watch all our episodes on YouTube.
Yes.
And best scenes.
Measure.
And maybe occasional AMV.
Yeah.
Yeah, but enough of that. Let's go with it. I've chosen a poem of some kind from, to me, at the moment, a still unknown person. She writes for hobby, for fun. And her name is Jovana Jašić. And she wrote this. Kad čovjek umre jedno zbog nečeg, pa umre opet zbog nečeg drugog, pa umre još jednom, jer ga je nešto opet ubilo, on tada prestane da broji svoje smrti. Prestane da ide na svoje sahrane, prestane da tuguje za sobom, ne čeka ruke saučešća, ne obilježava dane, nego živi navikao na smrt. Života se više ne boji. And translated or butchered on English, it would be, when a man dies once because of something, then he dies again because of something else. So he dies once more because something killed him again. He then stops counting his deaths, stops going to his own funerals, stops grieving for himself, does not wait for condolence hands, does not mark days, rather live used to death. He is no longer afraid of life.
Very nice.
Very, very nice message very nice. For the end of the season.
Very nice.
Yeah, and kudos to her. Really.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice poetry, I think he'll say in English. Whenever you translate poetry.
But it sounds good in English, but yes. That's not as a poem.
Yeah, yeah. Poetry can never sound great. It's great, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. But message in this case remains the same.
Don't be a pussy.
Yeah.
But then the problem with that colloquialism, because some people consider when somebody says to you journey, you know, some people want to just cover up that they will never achieve this thing. They just go on the journey.
Fuck
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I imagine if you say yourself that you in particular at this moment, you say to yourself, my final destination is to be an astronaut, fly to Jupiter, not even Mars, not Moon, Jupiter. Is that achievable? Is that real at the moment?
No.
Do you feel regret if you do not achieve it? Probably not.
Probably not.
Because you're bullshit.
No, I mean, in setting that goal, it would probably not be a great idea with the common sense. I accept your premise, if you know what I mean. But anyway, 27th of March.
Yeah,
but they will hear from me.
Same time.
Before that.
Yeah.
But 27th of March.
Same time, but next year.
But we are not moving.
At wider horizon.
Yes, right.
Great tagline. Great tagline for the next season.
Yes.
The new perspective.
But we need to
finish. Already in cinemas.
Yeah.
How's it doing?
And Beyond Two is only in cinemas, so great movie and go watch it. And see you in a few weeks.
Bye. See you.
We stay genuine, uncensored and unscripted. And we always will, as we have to order our usual. Share us, subscribe us, and stay tuned until the next Wednesday.
Iguzo!